Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
And we'll be returning to that story a little later in the programme. We'll be speaking to the Lebanese ambassador just after 5 o'clock. Right now, though, former members of the Ku Klux Klan, anti-Semitic groups and QAnon conspiracy promoters are all advising far-right communities in Ireland, which are increasingly looking to the US for inspiration. That's according to a report by David Gilbert from online magazine Wired, who covers disinformation and extremism. And David joins us now to discuss this further. David, you're very welcome. Can you talk us through then in what ways the far right in the United States is having an influence in Ireland?
Sure. Like, this has been happening for quite a while now. The US has always, its far right community is much more developed and has been around for a lot longer than the community in Ireland. And so it's kind of seen as a place where Irish communities can look up to figures in the US. And so what is happening is that narratives, conspiracies, storylines that are emerging in the US have been kind of shipped over here wholesale by communities over here. And now what we're seeing is that rather than just doing it passively, they're actively inviting those figures from the US into their communities, into their online chats, and getting them to share their advice on what best practices to do in relation to protests, how to deal with police, and how to even go viral online.
So, and also there are theories that are being shared and promoted. Can you talk us through some of those that you've seen emerge?
Yeah, so again, this is something we've seen for a number of years, but it's really picking up pace now. The time period between the narratives taking hold in the US and taking hold over here is no longer kind of weeks or months, it's days or hours, in fact. So we saw recently in the US, one of the major conspiracy narratives ahead of the election over there is the fact that there's this idea that Democrats are busing in or flying in huge numbers of illegal immigrants, registering them to vote, and then therefore they will vote for Kamala Harris and she will win the election, which there's no evidence for that whatsoever. But we saw in Ireland over the summer a very similar narrative being pushed ahead of the local elections here. And so what is happening is the far-right communities in Ireland are looking to the US and seeing what they're talking about and taking it on hold here. We've seen it with the idea of, we've seen some of the communities in Ireland traveling around to libraries and to schools in recent months to kind of talk about books that they believe are indoctrinating children into ideologies that they don't believe in. That's taken wholesale from what's been happening in the US for the last year. And even this week in far-right community channels across Ireland, what we saw was this idea that emerged in the US from Marjorie Taylor Greene that the Hurricane Milton that hit Florida this week was actually engineered by the government and the weather was being controlled. And like that moved from the US to Ireland in the space of hours. And it, you know, it took hold over here as well, even though it had nothing to do with Ireland.
Really? We've also seen another story, and this has been circulating over the last couple of weeks, where it was claimed that teachers in Ireland would be expected to teach graphic sexual material to secondary school students as part of the new social personal health education, or the SPHE, curriculum in schools. But the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, has said that students will not be shown sexually explicit material or asked to watch pornography under any circumstances. Is that another example then of sort of misinformation that is amplified by the far right in the US?
Absolutely. It's taken wholesale, as I said, from the US, where this idea that, you know, the LGBTQ community is trying to indoctrinate kids into their way of life has been something that has been a major narrative for far-right groups over there for the last couple of years. And what we've seen is the emergence of groups over there like Moms for Liberty, which is this pro-Trump parents group. They claim to be a parental rights group, but what they're actually about is pushing this kind of Christian nationalist narrative, and they're designed to undermine the Department of Education in the US completely. And what we saw over here with this whistleblower, so-called whistleblower video that was posted, it was actually posted by a group that's not too dissimilar to Moms for Liberty, that's operating here in Ireland, and it's run by an American woman. So the parallels between what's happening over here and what's happening in America are just constantly increasing. They're not, you know, dissipating. They're actually getting stronger day by day.
And just on that last example that you gave me, Dave, before we wrap, I think a lot of us may have seen that video circulating on social media, the one that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Is it what happens then that people get sucked into that narrative and maybe it's not clarified or denied or set straight quickly enough, and then people start to think that they're being lied to?
That's it. Like, look, we've seen this widespread lack of trust in the mainstream media and in governments and in institutions growing globally, really. And it's definitely happening here in Ireland. And we've seen it since the pandemic, where people just no longer trust what they're seeing. And the information environment now is so toxic and so polluted that it's really difficult for people to know what is true and what isn't. And if people are no longer getting their news from reputable media sources, then they're being the if you spend any time in the kind of WhatsApp groups or Telegram channels that these groups have, you're just being fed a diet of conspiracies and hate and disinformation. And it's you can really understand why people kind of believe these things as facts, because they're not looking anywhere else for any other. You know, they're not going to fact check what they're being shared.
Not going to believe the facts that they get elsewhere. Is part of the problem, as you say, because of the mistrust. It's really interesting to speak to you, David, and thank you so much for joining us. That's David Gilbert from online magazine Wired.